Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right in our operations area, keeping an eye on Hurricane Sally. The official clock says it's 9 o'clock Eastern time. Winds are still 85 miles an hour. The movement's so slow. I mean, northwest at 2 miles an hour. We're about 105 miles southeast of Biloxi. Let's start off with the radar here. A couple things to notice. Right here is the center of our hurricane. You can see the center and the eye. You can see some of that intense convection right around that center where you're seeing some of the strongest winds, right? The hurricane force winds right around that eye wall. But the other thing to notice here, not moving very much, nor are these rain bands. I mean, the individual cells are moving quickly along those rain bands, but the actual area themselves, notice, not moving very much at all. So that's where you're going to start seeing Panama City, over to Pensacola, Destin, Navarre. All those areas could see just intense rainfall, and also could be some waterspouts and tornadoes in some of these individual cells. So watch out for those warnings as they come out. In fact, now the latest information we have, the Storm Prediction Center has looked at a tornado watch for some of this area, including Apalachicola, Panama City, back over towards Mobile, including Pensacola. So all those areas with those rain bands could see some of those tornadoes. And looking at the actual latest forecast, this latest we have, the biggest thing to notice here is how close these dots are together. In other words, very slow moving. So it's important not to concentrate just on that track, but really look at the actual size of this. We saw on radar how far out those rain bands are, but this is the tropical storm force winds extending out about 125 miles from the center, especially on that front and that right side. So you're going to see those winds with those rain bands, just a lot of rainfall, and also the winds, and that also piles up some of the storm surge as well. But let's take the time to really look at the speed, because it's so slow. This is 7 a.m. Central. With time this afternoon, early this afternoon, this is 1 a.m. on Wednesday, and then 1 p.m. Wednesday, 1 a.m. Thursday. Notice how slow. So over today through getting into Thursday and eventually Friday, that's all we move. That's it. And as a result, that slow movement, that's where we get the compounding issues associated with the impacts. And one of those impacts is the rainfall. Torrential, dangerous rainfall, historic in a certain sense here, because we're talking of values here, 10 to 20 inches of rain, maybe up to 30 inches of rain in some of these areas around Mobile, back over towards portions of the Florida Panhandle. Just intense rainfall, and not just on the coast. As it moves very slowly, as we saw on our track, you can get some areas that get 6 to 10 inches of rain through central portions of Alabama, including Montgomery, and then into portions of North Georgia, and even into portions of western South Carolina. So the storm surge as well, so you got the dangerous rainfall, and then on top of that, you got the prolonged winds pushing that water up along the coastline. You can see some significant storm surge in some of these areas around Dauphin Island. See 6 to 9 foot of storm surge, and even 4 to 7 Dauphin Island over the Alabama-Florida border, 4 to 7 foot of storm surge. So dangerous storm surge, and that's really water up your pant leg. That's where you normally dry land, the barrier islands, and even inland, that water gets pushed into. So that's the latest information from right here at the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Sally.